You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. That right there is Sting and a track called A Brand New Day. And that brings the time to just on 14 minutes past 4. And it is time for us to welcome into the studio for the first time in 2024 our good friend Steve Reed. It's good to have you with us, Steve. And I hope that you had a nice break and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. And to you, Richard, as well, and to Janet, and to the Radio Zone Radio family. And thank you. We had a fantastic break. Really appreciate it. And you remember last year we ended off with reflection and looking back on the year. And I thought it'd be wonderful to start this year with how to start a year well.
Yeah, look forward to a year.
So not just going into it, but starting well. And that's intentional rather than by default. Interestingly, this is probably the fourth year that I'm involved with Zone Radio, and it's such a privilege. And it's also the 10th year that I've been writing articles for the community newspaper. So I'm going to try for both of them, the fourth and the 10th year, to push the envelope a little and continue to add value to aspiring and existing business owners and entrepreneur alike in the future. So 2024 has just begun, and I choose to focus on the opportunities that beckon rather than on the inevitable problems that can stifle and smother initiative, joy, and progress. You know, we could list a whole lot of things that kind of are challenges, but it's quite important about how we start focusing on the opportunities. Simon Sinek says, dream big, start small, but most of all, start. Listeners, he goes on to quip, the key to success is to start before you're ready. So it's about getting going. It's about not waiting for perfection, because we'll probably never get going if that happens. To start this year, well, I thought I would share 7 key principles to focus on. In sharing these, they're not just things that I read up somewhere. These are things that I think I can authentically say are important to me and to starting well. So the first one is play to your passion. Nelson Mandela said, there's no passion to be found playing small in settling for a life that is less than the one you're capable of living. You know, go and make a mark. Go be, live large and in charge, if you like. And I'm convinced that what he was talking about there, the implying about living large, is a key principle in starting well. You know what, Richard? We may not know what 2024 may bring to us, but we have a lot of influence about what we can bring to 2024. It's quite important to know. Do you know your why, listeners? Have you got something deep inside of you that launches you out of bed each morning with joy and purpose? And the only person that would know that I actually do that is my wife, and she'll say, yeah, I get up and I get going. This sense of purpose is not only for the chosen few. Rather, I believe that we can all discover our strengths and play relentlessly to these and then add value to others. Joseph Campbell says, passion will move men beyond themselves, beyond their shortcomings, beyond their failures. So the first thing that I want to ask you to consider, listeners, is what are you passionate about, and play consistently to that. The second thing, and particularly for business people, prioritize new business. Of course, we should treat our existing customers as the gold that they are and seek to onboard them as ambassadors, you know, turn them into ambassadors. The best referrals that we can get are from those that are delighted in what we're doing. So that could open up word-of-mouth leads to new business that we can woo, win over, and delight. Nicole Snow says, a small business is an amazing way to serve and leave an impact on the world you live in. You can see it's connected with the passion thing. But prioritize new business. So, listeners, in this new year, in 2024, consider pressing refresh on your marketing and social media efforts. Pay for passionate people to get your message across with passion and focus and impact. Be prepared to try new things or new approaches. Don't just repeat what you did in 2023. Consider, is there something else that you could be doing? Thirdly, develop your attitude of gratitude. Now, I know that sounds like a real cliche, attitude of gratitude. But, you know, this well-used principle is used by top performers, by sports people, by entrepreneurs and business owners. Margaret Cousins says, appreciation can make a day or even change a life. Your willingness to put into words is all that is necessary. So when you're intentionally looking out how you can note things and be grateful for that, something happens firstly in you. I found that by deliberately focusing on what I have and what I enjoy, and that's not only possessions, strangely or interestingly, more business opportunities keep coming my way. A post on LinkedIn puts it this way, grateful people are likelier, don't know if that's a grammatically correct word, likelier to put themselves out there for new opportunities. Taking the time to feel grateful can help you shift your mindset. Through your optimistic perspective, you'll be able to attract more opportunities and build long-lasting relationships with others. If you think about it, the person who's consistently grateful and appreciative, it's good to be around that person. Maybe it's because we are less likely to take things for granted that we see more opportunities. Whatever the reason, may this year, listeners, be one where we exercise this attitude more. I want to just emphasize exercise it because it's not automatic. It's so easy to get into the same kind of conversation as so many people and point out everything that's going wrong. But let's do something different this year. Then keep learning. Number four is keep learning. Abigail Adams says, anyone who stops learning is old, whether that person is 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning, on the other hand, stays young. Richard, I'm in my refinement years. I'm 66 this year. I will be 67. And it is my intention to stay young by continually learning. As one example, you might remember we brought in, and I'll try and bring him in again, Corbus Oosthuizen, and he's the guy with the mindset and the growth mindset. Remember that. So my interest in developing stronger thinking has led me to enroll in a great course that he offers called The Neuroscience of Getting Unstuck. Hey, I paid money for that, but you know, it's lovely. It's my hope to use this with clients and beneficiaries to help them get unstuck. Don't let perceived limitations rob you of the gift of continuous learning in 2024. And I actually brought along one little exercise that I did with him. Or, you know, there's a video thing, etc. And listeners, what he was speaking about was living out your potential. And so we had to choose something. What do you have 100% potential to be? And I said super fit and fabulous. And what I mean by that is I want to be slimmer, but I also want to be fit and more engaging, you know, and that kind of fabulous. And then what's standing in the way? And there on this diagram, there is a wall with different things. So on the left-hand side, there's 100%, and on the right-hand side, there's a smaller arrow. In other words, what's stopping you from getting that thing, which is being super fit and fabulous? So I wrote down all sorts of things. and I don't mind sharing these. Mm-hmm. I wrote down existing mindsets, fear of failure, lack of insight, fear of people, poor diet, in other words, too much, and we had a bit too much during December, January, words of the past, not applying the word, fear of rejection, money, time. I just ran out of things there. But there were 10 things. And then he says, now what I want you to do is I want you to look at each of them and say whether they are external or internal. So, for example, money could be, it's external. I need more money, or I need, you know. Time is maybe external. I've got limited time. But most of these things, Richard, are internal. Mindset, fear of failure, etc. So I felt quite proud of myself to put down 70%. And then he carried on with the video and he pointed out how high-performing people across the board, whether they are sports people, adventurers, entrepreneurs, etc., when they do this exercise, everything in there is 100% internal. Yes, there are external factors, but their response to living out their potential makes them high performers. And then I thought, oh, okay, I've got to adjust. So the point is, listeners, the reason why I raised that is that I believe that if I keep on learning, I'm going to stay young. And also, hopefully, I'll gain some new tools and models, etc., to pass on to my clients, etc. The last three, aim to improve each week by 4%. So 4% is not a huge thing, you know. It's like saying, okay, let me see if I can read for 4% more this week. You know that reading is not a great habit. Not everyone reads. But what about, okay, let me read 4% more each week. And what that means is that 4% of your week is 75 minutes. What about spending 75 minutes each Sunday evening planning how you may increase your engagement, your learning, your gratitude, your exercise, etc.? You get the picture. When we measure what we do, it can have a profound impact in terms of our effectiveness. However, if we just go into the year, you know, we made these goals, but we're not measuring, we can lose steam. But just by measuring, okay, I need to walk 10,000 steps. And how did I do? I only did 8,000 steps. So let me do 4% more, 4% more. To get to the 10,000. Let us be wiser in our use of the commodity of time. May that commitment cause us to look back on the year 2024 in December, grateful that we didn't repeat the same, but we pushed through with purpose. The second last one is spend the currency of time on others. We have more currency to spend, use, and invest than rands only. One of the areas we can be generous in is in the area of investing time in others. The obvious ones are family, friends, and your community. But it's in the context of business that I want to encourage investing time into people within your team. Richard, I'm part of a team that's spread across South Africa. And it's so easy to do what we do and not engage. But I have a sense that the quality and the impact of the team will be increased if we also engage with one another as well. We invest in one another. Zig Ziglar says, you don't build a business, you build people, then people build the business. So listeners, let 2024 be a year of building people, particularly in your team. And then the last one is to set an audacious goal for yourself in 2024. Others refer to it as a BHAG, B-H-A-G. This acronym stands for a big, hairy, audacious goal. Yes, we should set goals in our lives. And yes, these should be so-called SMART goals. I'm sure that listeners have heard of that. And I like to add ER to SMART, so it becomes SMARTER. The ER stands for exciting and recorded. But why not set a goal that scares you? Why not set a goal that gives you goose flesh when you think about it? An example, I'm privileged to be part of a really bold initiative by the National Business Initiative, or NBI for short, where the big dream for the next 11 to 12 years includes seeing 30,000 graduates, young people, successfully move into employment. So not just a short little stint, but successfully. And in addition to that, to help 4,200 startup businesses to be incubated. Now, listeners, those may just appear as numbers or statistics, but for me, the value to the individual is huge. My contribution to this audacious goal, this bag, keeps me excited. How about you? May you clarify and create your own audacious goal for 2024.
I've got a comment here. This comes from Lee. Focus on what you can control and deal with what you can't when it occurs. That will keep you sane. What's your view on that?
Okay, so I think there's a lovely principle that they're speaking about there. Oftentimes we get upset, we get impacted by things that are beyond our control. And it's really good to draw a circle around the things that we can't control. However, in the things that we can control, our responses, etc., we should take 100% responsibility. So the first thing is notice if you're stepping over into the things that you can't control. Mm-hmm. But the second thing is make sure that you are 100% committed to everything that you have 100% control over. I can't control, or I've got no impact upon load shedding. But how I'm going to respond that's I've got lots to do there.
You know, that's what I was going to say. I think in doing that, you have to be aware that what you can't control sometimes impacts. And as you say, load shedding is a typical example of that. I agree with you.
So, Richard Kurbis was saying in quite a lovely video, he was saying that when he first heard about this so-called inner locus of control and about those high performers, the facilitator was saying that they take 100%, it's inner conditions, and he actually put his hand up and he actually said, "Well, wait a minute, you know, maybe in America or maybe in Europe, but here in Africa, we have lots of things that are beyond our control. You know, the lights, the water, the all sorts of things." And he actually they spoke past each other. So at lunchtime, because he decided to go to have lunch anyway because he'd paid for the thing. The facilitator came and sat with him and said, "May I engage with you? I think we kind of missed each other." And then he was clear to say, he did not say that high performers are not subject to external factors. Mm. The difference is that they take 100% responsibility for how they're going to respond.
That is it.
And that was like a light bulb that went on in his
mind. Because by doing that, it's you internal.
Yeah.
The external factor is going to be, and there is nothing you can do to control the external factor. I agree with what Lee said.
Or little,
nothing,
very little.
Very little. Yeah, I mean, but we can control how we respond to it. And I think it does keep you sane. It really, it does sometimes anger you, fact that you have to do it.
Yep.
But I think in you can't, you know, there's an old Afrikaans saying that says, "Jy gaan halle bobby jaan achter die rots uit." And you don't really need, that means you go and you fetch a monkey or the baboon from behind a rock where you can't see it. where it can't see you, okay, and now you bring it in and make it your problem. You know, leave it there.
Okay.
If it's not impacting on your life, leave it there,
yeah,
and move on. So yeah, I think it's all right. So Steve, you're going to be away in 2 weeks' time, but we're working on a plan to bring somebody in to expand
on
this.
Correct. Okay. Yes. In fact, we're going to be bringing in Heinrich Revier, and he'll be talking about how he's entering into 2024 with a completely different or changing some of the model of his business, etc. So I think there's going to be a lot to say, and he'll take that further from you.
All right. Absolutely awesome. Steve, thank you very much. I hope it is a great year for you, and I'm looking forward to what you bring to the table over the next 12 months, and let's see where it goes.
Thank you so much, Richard. Good afternoon, listeners.